This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Yep, here we are. It's the Hospice Show once again, and we've got a very, very special show today for Christmas. We've got Marianne Tasker with us, we've got Chip with us, Judith sitting next to me, and first of all, I would like to say to Marianne, we think you're absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic.
Not just because I'm suffering from a sugar rush because of the lovely sweeties you've brought us and the champagne, but you are one of our very, very favourite guests, so thank you, Marianne.
Our favourite guest, in fact.
Absolutely. Exactly. So thank you very, very much. All we could want for Christmas is you in the studio, Marianne. So thank you for joining us. It's the shortest day of the year.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, you say, because you're an optimist. I'm a pessimist. I always think, it's the shortest day. But
they're all going to get longer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, Judith and I went to the Ice Hotel in Sweden, which is in a village called Kiruna. And you know what? Do you know what's happening today? It's still dark today. It actually got dark on the 10th of December, and they won't see any sun again until the 31st of December. How about that?
Wow. It's incredible.
That's
isn't it?
A lot.
That's terrible, isn't it?
A lot of days in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it seems there's a lot of light going on though at the hospice because you are bringing a lot of pleasure to people with your marzipan fruits, I understand. Is that right?
Marzipan fruits tonight. If anyone wants to come in and make marzipan fruits, they're very welcome.
What do you have to do with them? Do you actually have some marzipan ready, or do you make it from scratch?
Well, ready-made marzipan, so we do cheat a little bit. We have lots of food colouring, cloves and other little bits and pieces that we just create little fruits and put them into cases to give as presents.
Fantastic. Would you take a photo for us?
I will do.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, we're sort of very hot on health and safety, aren't we? So what do you do to sort of stop it all going yucky? I hope you make them wash their hands first.
Wash their hands. They can wear gloves. Working on greaseproof paper, spraying with alcohol wipes and a little bit of alcohol to clean any utensils.
Very nice, very clever.
And what about a hairnet?
Well, I could get people hairnets.
Just a thought.
We could do hairnets.
Oh, I thought you meant squidging the marzipan through the hairnet to make shapes.
No, it's like when you see food factories on the telly. Wearing a hairnet or a shower cap would do.
Not that we're worried about that sort of thing.
Not that we're paranoid about
health and safety, but that's fine. So this, Marianne, is all part of your sort of art sort of class, which is going on every Wednesday at the moment. But I think it's going to change dates, isn't it?
It's going to change. We've been really lucky. We've had about 15 people every week, and we've made sort of pottery snowmen. We made snowmen out of socks last week. Made all sorts of different things. People have been brilliant, but we're changing the day to Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 8:30, because on a Wednesday evening we're having our community choir starting.
Oh, nice.
With Fraser, who's a music therapist. So
that's nice.
Again, everyone's invited to come on a Wednesday still, but for the choir.
And what time is that going to be? Do you know, Marianne?
That's going to be from 6 until 7:30.
Wow. What kind of music are they going to be doing?
A real mix.
Yeah, good.
So I think that he's, you know, very much wanting people to come with ideas and you know, there's going to be sort of rock choir kind of thing, but also classical and very mixed.
So it could be like School of Rock.
It could be School of Rock.
Oh, it could be nice.
A bit Gareth Maloney.
Do you sing, Chip?
I am okay.
Well, they are. I think you should join and report back.
Yeah.
Now, Chip, you have been... We're going to listen to some interviews you did later in the show. You've been with Benbridge Primary School.
I have. They came up for hospice.
Yeah.
And they did a project up there. And it was a really good project that they did up there. Plus, they sung some Christmas carols.
So, yeah, you have actually live recorded, I think, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, I have.
With the Benbridge Primary School, actually, up at the hospice.
It's with a twist.
Ah, fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to that. Let's listen to Dodgy, good enough, and then find out a little bit more from Marianne about what's going on at the hospice at this very moment in the preparations for Christmas. dodgy. And that's good enough. I am absolutely off my face on jelly eggs. I've never had a jelly egg before. And Marianne has been so kind to bring me in a pick and mix. And I've seen, you know, they never had jelly eggs in my time, Marianne. They had those sweet peanut things, but never jelly eggs. I've never had one. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's progress.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't a fried egg.
But I never eat sweets. Judith won't let me. Oh, and it sort of it's really, really hyping me up, actually. Anyway, what I want to know is what on earth is happening at the hospice at this very moment? Are there trees everywhere? Are there baubles hung everywhere?
There are trees, there are baubles, there are Christmas lunches being served every single day. Patients and families and friends and people from the local community have been coming up. We've had Christmas carols from various schools.
Oh, that's nice.
That have come and sung. It's just been very busy, but very lovely.
Oh, that's so good. But sad news, I understand, because on Christmas Day, you're doing this wonderful lunch that anyone can come to, and I think it's sold out now,
is it? I think it is sold out, although it might be worth ringing up if you were keen to come, just to double check.
Yeah.
But I think we're probably full to capacity. I think it's going to be very busy. So.
Blimey, O'Reilly. Idea, Jane.
It is.
And our friend Meg, she's going to be there volunteering.
Yeah, she's going to be there on Christmas Day. I think she's having her lunch there.
She is. I think she's going to be at the reception desk in the morning. So big shout out to Meg.
Oh. Yeah, and I would shout out to your chef, but I keep forgetting his name. I'm going to call him Bruce.
Gary.
All right, Gary. Gary.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, to turn out what he does is pretty incredible, really. So yeah.
And he's such a caring person, isn't he? Because when he came in, James, do you remember? He told us that every morning he goes to the inpatient wards and asks the inpatients what they would like to eat that
day. I think that's really, really nice.
And they can choose. I think that is fantastic. I know. Really kind.
I know. Well, anyway, happy Christmas to Gary.
Yeah,
I got his name right. That's the first time I've ever done that. So well done. Well done, Gary. I know a lot of people think you're absolutely marvellous at the hospital. So that's fantastic. Have a wonderful Christmas Day. I know you're going to be working very hard, but I think everyone's going to appreciate that. Now, stick with us. We've got a few ads now, and then we have got a really sort of special link where we have got Chip talking to a number of people from Benbridge Primary School over at the hospice. We're going to start with one of their tracks, one of the kids' favourite tracks, which is Wizard, and I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, but just a few ads before then. Well, that's very appropriate, isn't it? At the end of Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, you've got the sound of kids singing. And we've just heard from Chip that at the John Cheverton Centre last week, you were very lucky, weren't you, to have Benbridge Primary School visit.
Yeah, we did.
And what were they doing there?
They were doing a project there.
Yeah.
And I talked to a teacher about the project, and I talked to the kids about the project. And it was a really good project they did. They painted, wasn't it, some baubles?
They painted some ceramic stars.
Yeah. And stars.
Oh, that's nice. And these ceramic stars, they get fired, do they? So they can be used on trees.
They were great, because one week they painted some to go on the tree at New Church, which was for a special service for the hospice. And then the following week they painted some that they could take back to school and hang on their own trees.
Oh, that's very nice. And they sing at the hospice and they meet patients. Sounds absolutely lovely. And Marion, you said they're going to do this again next year.
Well, yeah, because our schools project and our initiative to get school children coming into the hospice to learn about hospice and meet patients. So we've got a school from Cowes, we've got a school from Lake, and we've got a school from Newchurch as well, as well as Benbridge coming back. So four schools coming to do projects with us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Chip actually had a chat with the kids, and after that there's one of their favourite songs, which is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Jack. How you doing?
Good.
And I'm with Eloise as well. How you doing?
Doing good.
So what project are you doing up for hospice?
We're doing art here. The first week our art went to the church in Bryston, and then the second week we painted some hearts or stars again, and they went to our school. And then this week we're going to be singing, and
so what songs are are you going to be singing this week?
Lots of Christmas carols, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, and lots more.
What's the best bit about the project that you've enjoyed?
I think everything. Everything's my favourite. I love it all.
So you met my mate Ray. What do you think of Ray?
He's really nice.
Did you know he's met Margaret Thatcher, their ex-Prime Minister?
No, I didn't know that.
So, what's your best bit about the project, Jack?
I think my best bit was probably the doing the actual art, because it was quite fun and we got to use lots of different paints.
What colours did you use in the paint?
I used quite a lot of reds and blues, and they were quite different colours to we usually use. Mm-hmm. So it was quite fun.
What pictures did you paint?
You mean on the little things, the little stars and hearts? Mm-hmm. Well, I did two bunnies. Is their animatronic, so one's dressed up in a Santa costume and one doesn't know what that is, and then on the other side I did the initials for Almabanth Hospice.
So Christmas is coming up. Are you excited?
Yeah, both excited.
So what do you want for Christmas?
A phone.
You want a new phone? What type of phone?
iPhone.
iPhone 6S?
Probably.
So what would you like for Christmas?
Same as Jack.
iPhone 6S?
Yep, my dad ordered it. It filled me up.
So what song would you like on the radio? What Christmas song?
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
That's a good one. What song would you like?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay, here's the songs.
That was the cast of Glee. And All I Want for Christmas Is You. We thought we would give you a really hyped up version, because I am out of my mind on sugar at the moment. Now, Chip, that was a lovely, lovely interview.
Yeah.
But there is one special treat we've forgotten, isn't there? Which is, they actually sang, didn't they?
These
wonderful children from Benbridge Primary School.
Yeah.
And I think we can hear them now. And then after the break, after the adverts, we're going to listen to Claire, who's their teacher. But I think we might get a bit of Lady Gaga in before we join her. Lady Gaga and Ayo, or as she said in her gig in Bradford, Ayop. Now, we are just about to finish off the hospice show here with our Christmas special in just a few moments, but we have got plenty to fit in before then, because Chip and Marion are here, and they welcomed to the John Cheverton Centre last week the Benbridge Primary School. They sang that beautiful little hymn. Well, I don't think it was really a hymn just now, and they brought some light to the lives of patients and visitors to the hospice by decorating the stars and singing and generally being cheerful. Let's listen now, Chip, to the interview that you did with Claire, their teacher, and I think she has a special record that she wants as well.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Claire Dean, and you work for Benbridge Primary School. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What did you think of the singing today?
I thought it was lovely, really good, and everyone seemed to join in and we're really happy with it.
So you did a project up at the hospice. What project was that?
It was an art project. So 10 children from year 5 came into the hospice over 3 weeks, and they've been making Christmas decorations. So one of their decorations is on the tree in Bryston, and the other ones are going onto the tree at school.
What sort of decorations were they?
They were little ceramic stars and hearts, and they painted them and had them fired, and then they're ready to hang on the tree.
You did a really cool number in the Christmas carols today. It was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a twist. What was that twist?
Well, the children, they, every time you sing a line, there's a response for it. So it's a little bit cheeky, I suppose. It's a cheeky version of Rudolph, but appropriate.
It was really good. How have you enjoyed it up for hospice over the past few weeks?
It's been lovely. It's been really nice seeing the children interact with the patients and seeing them in a different environment. It's the first time I've been, so all of us didn't really know what to expect. So it's been a really positive experience. Children have got loads out of it, and me and my teaching assistant have as well. So it's been lovely.
Would you come up here again?
Yes, I'm hoping to speak to Marion later and arrange some dates for next year, because we would like to come again.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do some other projects with the hospice as well?
Yes, definitely.
That's good. What song would you like me to play for you on the radio? A Christmas song?
My favourite is the, you know, is it David Bowie and Bing Crosby one? A Little Drummer Boy, I think it is.
Okay.
If you can get hold of it.
Yeah, we can. We can get hold of it. Here's the song.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby in a sort of mashup from I just don't know where, but Claire, that was your favourite track, and we all in the studio just were comparing that to what you got your kids to do, singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and we unanimously vote that what you did with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was best. Well, better, as there were only two of them. Anyway, Marion, Chip, you've been fantastic guests as ever, particularly as you came bearing presents. Thank you very
much indeed.
We can't get over that. And look, to anyone who's listening, who's got anything to do with the hospice, whether or not you've got friends or relatives who are patients there, or you're a visitor, or you're a volunteer, or a member of the staff, from the hospice show here at Vectis Radio, we'd all love to wish you a really happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com.